Test 81, Section 2, Question 26. So with this one, it's trying to figure out what the disagreement between Winston and Sanjay are. And so we're trying to figure that out. And Winston says, the rules for awarding Nobel Prize stipulate that no more than three people can share it. So no more than three can share it. And then Nobel Prizes in scientific disciplines are generally given in recognition of particular scientific results. Okay, so they're given for scientific results. And many important results are the work of four or more scientists. Okay, so basically that the rules are state this. They're generally given for particular results. Many important results have four or more. So that's what we have as far as our passage goes. Now, Sanjay is going to agree with one of these. So this isn't a disagree. It's one of the rarer ones where they agree. So we have to say, which of those claims does Sanjay agree with? Sanjay comes back and says, those rules also stipulate that prize winners must be living, but some highly influential scientists died before their work was fully appreciated. So it says that they must be living. So it's kind of weird because they don't seem to really match on anything. But obviously Sanjay doesn't agree that, or doesn't say that the rules necessarily, doesn't talk about the rules about three people. Instead, just says, well, they also say this, and some highly influential scientists died before their work was fully appreciated. Now, the one place where we can say that they do agree is that there are stipulations on the Nobel Prize that eliminate some either important or influential scientists. And so we kind of say, okay, what do they agree on? A, the rules that govern the awarding of Nobel Prizes should be changed. So they don't really talk about whether they should be changed or not. The rules governing the awarding of Nobel Prizes should be different from the rules for other Nobel Prizes? No, it's not saying anything about what should or shouldn't happen. Nobel Prizes in scientific disciplines should not be given in recognition. That's not really what we're talking about here. It's neither of them makes a statement of what should or should not occur. The evaluation of individual achievement in science is a highly subjective matter. No. And then Nobel Prizes are inaccurate indicators of the scientists' contributions to their disciplines. Now, this seems really strong, but both of them would say yes, because it's not necessarily going to indicate what are the what their impact is, because we have influential scientists who aren't living, so they don't get a Nobel Prize, and we also get many important results that are the work of four or more scientists. So basically they both agree on E. E is not one that I would have said right off the bat, but it is the best that we get, and so therefore E is our correct answer.